Chapter 1. Ceres ran through the back alleys of Delos, excitement coursing through her veins, knowing she could not be late. The sun was barely rising, and yet the muggy, dust-filled air was already suffocating in the ancient stone city. Legs burning, lungs aching, she nonetheless pushed herself to run faster and faster still, hopping over one of the countless rats that crept out of the gutters and refuse in the streets. She could already hear the distant rumble, and her heart pounded with anticipation. Somewhere ahead, she knew, the festival of the killings was about to begin. Letting her hands drag along the stone walls, as she twisted and turned down a narrow alley, Ceres glanced back to make certain her brothers were keeping up. There, she was relieved to see were Nessos at her heels and Sartes only a few feet behind. At 19, Nessos was just 2 sun cycles older than she, while Sartes, her baby brother, 4 sun cycles younger, was on the verge of manhood. The 2 of them, with their long sandy hair and brown eyes, looked exactly like each other and their parents, and yet nothing like her. Still, though Ceres might be a girl, they had never been able to keep pace with her. "Hurry!" Ceres yelled over her shoulder. Another rumble came, and although she had never been to the festival, she imagined it in vivid detail. The entire city, all 3 million citizens of Delos, crowding into the Stad on this summer solstice holiday. It would be unlike anything she had seen before, and if her brothers and she didn't hurry, not a single seat would remain. Picking up speed, Ceres wiped a drop of sweat off her brow and smeared it onto her frayed ivory tunic, a hand-me-down from her mother. She had never been given new clothes. According to her mother, who doted on her brothers but seemed to reserve a special hatred and envy for her, she didn't deserve it. "Wait!" Sartes yelled, an edge of irritation in his cracking voice. Ceres smiled. "Shall I carry you, then?" she yelled back. She knew that he hated it when she teased him, yet her snide remark would motivate him to keep up. Ceres didn't mind his tagging along. She thought it was endearing how he, at 13, would do anything to be considered their peer, and even though she would never admit it openly, a huge part of her needed him to need her. Sartes gave a loud grunt. "Mother will kill you when she finds out you disobeyed her again," he yelled back. He was right. Indeed she would, or give her a good flogging at least. The first time her mother had beaten her, at the age of 5, it was the very moment Ceres lost her innocence. Before then, the world had been fun, kind, and good. After that, nothing had ever been safe again, and all that she had to hold on to was her hope of a future where she could get away from her. She was older now, close, and yet even that dream was slowly eroding in her heart. Fortunately, Ceres knew her brothers would never tell on her. They were as loyal to her as she was to them.
"Then it's a good thing Mother will never know," she cried back. "Father will find out, though," Sartes snapped.
She chuckled. Father already knew. They had made a deal. If she stayed up late to finish sharpening the swords due for delivery at the palace...